Kevin McNally has practically made a profession of hitchhiking. He says it's the best way to see the world and to travel cheaply. In all, he's hitchhiked in 124 countries. And Kevin, that's a lot of entry stamps in your passport and some intriguing stamps, too. Tell me about, where was it? Here we go. Right after Antarctica. There's Panama and Colombia.
That was an amazing trip. There's no road between Panama and Colombia, so there's 180 miles of a trail, three trails, but I took the Bolsa River. And there I was with the Choco Indians, tiny people in loincloths, bowl cuts. They're afraid of the jaguars down there, so they live in these round thatch houses 16 feet off of the jungle floor, and they nervously take up the ladder at night. And I was hanging with the chief, and I bought a loincloth off of his nephew. And the next day, we took a rusty .22 and we shot a howler monkey. There I was in my Tevas, in my loincloth, all bug-bitten, thinking I had malaria. And we were cooking this howler monkey, and we took it back on a pole with a huge rack of plantain bananas. And I had this big welt on my shoulder, and all the women were, you know, mothers will always be mothers. You know, they're all concerned about me. And so being the guest, they allowed me the first piece. And so I broke off the arm of this howler monkey and started gnawing on this. Disgusting. Everybody tearing into this monkey. Everybody's got these charred teeth, giggling and everything. It was the most disgusting, most excellent meal I've ever had, I think.
And your aim is better, I suppose, when you're wearing a loincloth, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, some of these things that you've seen will be related in a book you're working on. It's not going to be called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Planet, is it?
No, it's not. Because I'm on a $15 a day budget and I would like to see more young people travel, it's basically Your Guide to Cheap World Travel is the name of the book. A lot of optimism, a lot of tips. It's a how-to.
What do you like to bring back from the places you visit?
I've got an amazing fabric collection, and I've got little bibbledy bobs that I can slide into my pack. Like in Ethiopia, the best way to get off the road is market day. So there I was in this sleepy, dusty market, fly infested, drinking this watered down brand new beer. And this Hama man comes up to me.
And Hama is an ethnic group in Ethiopia.
Yeah. Yeah. Black as blue, these people. And he's naked. And he comes up and says, "Hey, buy me a beer." I'm like, whoa. So I stand up for a better view. And
here's your beer.
And I say, "Hey, I will buy you as much beer as you can drink if you give me your spear." Well, to my surprise, he did. And so did six of his friends. So I have a spear collection back in my shack in Maine, you know, and they slip down my, you know, you break them off and slip them down the pack. And, you know, I was hung over the next day, but I was 7 pounds heavier with some treasures. You know what I mean? So it just comes about. I like old, broken things.
And a couple more quick facts about your traveling profile. Longest time waiting for a ride, 4 days in Western Australia.
Yeah, that was kind of my fault. I went to this diamond mine with a new buddy, West Australia. The distances are huge. And he said, "You know, you're going to wait 4 days." And he was right. Here I was in my tent, just kind of hanging out, reading maybe a car a day on this dusty, sleepy road. And these old couple goes by. And they pull up about 100 feet from me, open the door, and put out a gallon of water and keep on going. It's a water game out there.
Oh, my gosh. We'll give you the water. We won't give you the ride. I guess I'm curious to know, how do you afford it, these trips?
I work 4 months a year as a house painter. And because I'm a rock climber, I can work very high in, you know, church steeples. I make great money in New England doing that.
So that keeps you traveling the other 8 months of the year.
Right.
Do you see yourself ever stopping this?
I will have to stop eventually. I am... the rainy season really gets me down these days. The money's coming a little more difficult in this economy. There'll be a time. I'll die with traveling boots on, but there will be a time that I'll stop the 8 months.
What have you learned traveling the world for the last how many years?
24 years.
24 years. That's a long time.
I would say I learned it in the very beginnings. We all share the same thing. We're insecure. We want to love and to be loved. So that is your playing field. So now you can go anywhere in the world and know that we're all the same. It's a safe, easy, beautiful place out there. Why not? Why not go to Africa? The sunsets, the sky, the red earth, the friendly people, the poor, poor people want to give you half of it. It's addictive.
Kevin McNally, hitchhiker, soon-to-be writer and published. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin McNally plans to board a schooner next week and sail north with an old friend who happens to work as a fish smacker in Newfoundland. And Newfoundland is the answer to our GeoQuiz.